Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, it has been quite some time since we have heard from regular caller Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Well, good morning, everybody.
What's going on, D?
Hill Dog, it's the best time of year. Mm-hmm. 2 months off. It's just, I'm blessed. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
A little painting project, some landscaping, and we're good.
Are you excited? Are you excited about this upcoming season with the great Aaron Rodgers?
Well, so let's get a few things straight. First of all, unlike your boy Curtis, I'm not a fanboy that's just going to roll over anything that the franchise does. It's an absolute. This is why it'll fail, Curtis. Has nothing to do with Rodgers. It's going to fail because of Mike Tomlin. Period. End of discussion.
Okay, Derek, just quickly here, 1 second. So are you saying that I don't criticize organizations?
No, that's not what I said. Let me clarify. So you know, you love to tell everyone how right you are all the time. Yet when it comes down to the predictions, abysmal. I mean, holy smokes, kid. you fell in love with Mayo and you started spewing 8 wins. Then this Sox season, I mean, are you kidding me? Look at you, a mess. And I know, as soon as you get, like, the second or third time you get Vrabel in the studio, you're going to be in love. It'll be a 10-win season prediction. You and I both know that's how it's going to go. So it's
right.
Okay.
I'm not disputing those. Those were massive whiffs.
My question is,
you said that fall in love. I'm saying... I've never defended an organization that I thought did something wrong. I'm saying that I believe that Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. If you're going to blame Mike Tomlin for Aaron Rodgers sucking, then that is dumber than anything you've even said before,
which is
a high bar.
You're talking performance, okay? You have no idea what's going to happen. You're predicting that he's going to stink, and it's 50-50. He could. The reason it's going to become a disaster is because the fake narrative of, the malcontent player sending the Mike Tomlin. I'm surprised you're not on this. If you look at that, there is no bigger lie in sports. He has failed with every player. The list goes on and on. Brown, Bell, Claypool, Deontay Johnson. And now this last season, this offseason, all he had to do was re-sign one of the quarterbacks he had. Bring in the Metcalf kid. Tell Pickens, hey, shut up. You have one great year. You're going to have more money than you can ever think of. But what's he do? His ego gets in the way. He ships both guys out, doesn't re-sign them, brings this moron in, and then acquiesces to Pickens. You had control of the kid. Imagine that offense with both those receivers. That's why Mike Tomlin's a mess and a disaster. Period.
Okay. I have a pretty good offense, so I love George Pickens.
Well, so you feel like Aaron Rodgers...
He could have had him for one more year.
No, I know.
They had all the control.
I was hoping they traded him to the Patriots.
it will fail because of Mike Tomlin's inability to manage a football team. He was a glorified position coach, maybe a coordinator at best, and people have just continued to say that this guy's something he's not. He's not a very good coach. And he's got too much power in that organization. They continue to make poor decisions.
Derek, you've had the floor for far too long. So we saw a glorified position coach.
Coming from you, that's pretty rich kid. Go ahead.
Well, that's my dad. I'm not rich. The glorified position coach was Gerard Mayo last year. That's what that looks like. It was a disaster.
He's not even on the same planet.
But what I'm explaining to you is Mike Tomlin is not a glorified position coach. He has made more out of less than you could argue almost any other coach in the NFL.
I mean, Derek, he does
more out of less.
Derek,
he's had Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer. Raheem or Curtis.
He had a winning season with Duck Doggins or whatever the hell the guy's name
does,
was.
Duck Hodges.
He had the team around that kid that year.
Well, you just said Hall of Famer. I give you Duck Hodges or Podges.
Derek, he does.
Well, God, you go from one extreme to another to prove your point.
Right. You just picked out two random predictions that happened to be wrong. I'd give you 5,000, but we run out of time.
Derek, he does get his team to the playoffs most seasons. I mean, that's pretty...
In the NFL, where would you rate him as a coach? Out of the 32 current coaches in the NFL, where would you put Tomlin?
Top five.
Top five. That's an embarrassment. Here's the thing.
It's a quick one. No, just an answer. Let's hear it. Out of 32, where does he rank?
Middle of the pack.
That's not an answer.
Middle of the pack at best.
Yeah.
Good math.
Derek, you do not believe that Mike Tomlin is at 16. Name the guys above him. Come on.
Anybody. You know why it works in Detroit? Because the guy might be, might look like a Neanderthal. He's real. Mike Tomlin is fake. The players know that. They walk all over him. That's why. You don't need to give me, name another guy. Harbaugh, you name them. The list is actually growing. Vrabel. One of your guy is way ahead of him. Way ahead of him.
Derek, it is always great to hear your voice.
Go Pats, Hilldog. Have a great summer, everybody.
Okay. Derek, the Steelers fan, there he is.
But I know some Steelers fans, and they think like Derek.
They do.
Because they feel like Tomlin has had talent.
Well, it's kind of like the don't know what you got until it's gone thing.
That.
Like I think that they will miss him when he's gone because he hasn't. What's he won? One Super Bowl?
That's it. But that was at the beginning.
And that was basically with a lot of what Coward had won with previously.
Right.
Or Cowher, sorry.
So I think a lot of Steelers fans go, he comes across as like he's well-respected, which I think he is. I was with him in Minnesota, and he is respected. But he's not able – he's one of those can't do it in the postseason. No
well,
different.
Well, he's won one, and then he's been to another.
Hmm. Right. But well, you got to win.
Jones and Keith coming up at 10. Celtics have said farewell to a fan favorite, Kristaps Porzingis, and you can talk about that with Jones and Keith and all day long here at Boston Sports Original, WEEI. This is Brandon from Boston. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, Greg? Everybody at the show, thanks for taking my phone call. So I just want to give a proposed trade that will reduce the Celtics' salary by $26 million. So this is how it would go. Jaylen Brown and... Sam Hauser goes to Miami Heat for Bam Adebayo. Duncan Robinson goes to the Hawks for a salary dump. That way, when that deal happens, you have a $26 million reduction. And I think, who wouldn't like Bam Adebayo, who's a versatile big that can switch and then play through 1-5, a defensive presence, a guy that's offensively sound as well. You still have White as well, and you have Anthony Simon. So how you guys feel about a proposed trade, sending Brown and Hauser to the Heat?
I like Bam Adebayo. I've always liked him. A big that you can really run a pick and roll off of. And he's a big that can handle the ball. But I would like a true point guard. I like Bam Adebayo. For Jaylen Brown, and who else did he say? Bam
Can you rely on Peyton Pritchard to be a true point guard?
I don't know. I think he has to be more of, in my opinion, he has to be more of a facilitator because he's more of like a scoring point guard now. So I'd like to see him be more of a facilitator to be like a true point guard. If he could do that, then yes, I think he could be the guy. He's obviously a liability on defense, but, Steph Curry's a liability on defense. If you can, do what you need to do on the offensive side of the court. But I don't know. That's an interesting trade. Bam Adebayo's an all-star player. Five-time all-defense for Jaylen Brown. They're, almost the same age.
I don't want it.
Well,
I don't want anything
that involves Jaylen not being here.
And two different positions. I would say two different positions from Bam and Tatum, where Tatum and Brown are almost like, similar in the style that they
do. Neutralize. Bam.
There's your low post presence. Greg, that you always talk about.
Ba-bam! When it comes to the business part of it, what do you think Bill Chisholm thinks? Do you think Bill Chisholm sees any value in Jaylen Brown on the business side of things?
No.
Not just the basket. You don't?
No.
What do you mean the business side?
I feel like
What do you mean?
Like off the court?
Because I think Jalen has done a good job of ingratiating himself with the fans and with the city.
Yeah.
Right. Do you think fans would leave?
You mean if he wasn't here?
Right.
No, but I do think that they have embraced him. I think his relationship.
Both can be true.
Do you think that they have embraced him, but do you think he's also rubbed some fans the wrong way?
I think early on he did.
Right. So, and from the business side of it, I look at whatever player you're going to get, as long as they're kind of out in the community doing things, I think you're going to get that from any player.
Yeah. All right. Well, NBA draft tonight. We'll see if the Celtics do anything further today. And you'll hear about it first here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We are going to get to Hill Notes coming up in a little bit. This is Mike from Saugus. Hey, Mike.
Hey, just call. I want to ask if you got a spare ticket for the dive bar coming up.
Well, I could give you Jackson's.
His is already on eBay.
I mean, that's really, did you enter to win on the contest page at WEEI.com?
I did enter, but I didn't hear anything,
well,
so I figured I'd lost.
They're reaching out to everybody, so stand by the phone. Stand by the phone. Jackson is going to be, I think, a lot of fun on a road show. He's never been to one before.
Oh, he came to one.
He did?
Which one did he come to?
Oh, well, he was with us at Ernie Box for the Christmas show.
Didn't he go to...
No, he was just grabbing gifts.
He was at the golf event.
He came to Hampton Beach the first year because I
only the night before. Though, oh, okay. I think, yeah.
Oh, because I was sick the night before. I drove up the next morning, and so he had my room.
Okay, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right. I did see him out the night before.
Yeah,
yeah. Because didn't he go to Bernie's with you guys?
Yeah,
that
I think
night?
He came to see. Yes. I might have been the Jizza or the RZA. It was one of the Wu-Tang members.
Right.
There's a Jizza and a RZA?
Yeah. There is a Jizza and a RZA. Yeah,
yes, there is.
There is a...
Is there a Costco in the Lake Winnipesaukee region? That's an important question to ask. Maybe in Meredith or Laconia or something like that?
I bet there is.
Yeah, probably. Probably has like a whole Costco camping set that he could stay in if he wanted to up there.
That is true.
I'm sure Jackson will be making sure there's a lot of dump outs.
I'm sure he will.
I'm looking at our Instagram search page. We are back into the trenches.
Really?
Half-naked girls, yeah.
He's still doing that
on our
Instagram? Why is he still doing that? Doesn't he have his own account? Oh, he probably doesn't want to search it on his own account because of the misses.
Yeah, he said that he didn't do it last time. He noticed last time, though, that it was happening.
Well, who has access to the Instagram account? I don't.
Me, Jackson, Eamon.
Ken.
Mitch. Ken.
That's
Shime?
It.
No, I do not.
Curtis?
I do not.
I mean, it could be Eamon.
Could
think
be anybody.
He's searching a lot of boobs.
I don't think he's on our Instagram enough. He only does it. He's basically only on our Instagram on Fridays.
I think when this was uncovered, it's clearly somebody who doesn't want to search it on their own Instagram, I'm assuming, correct?
Right.
So when they're searching Smokes, they're doing it
on the
Greg Hill Show Instagram.
Do you have to search Smokes? Does it work that way?
Well, I don't think our algorithm presents us with Smokes.
Yeah, like your algorithm. Right. But, we're not posting things that would bring, you know, ladies to the search page. But if you're searching for ladies, then they'll come. Jackson just texted me. I open the IG once a day for the morning show. So he says it's not him.
Okay.
Could be Mitch, I guess.
Definitely not. Mitch is too great.
All right, well, you can follow the show on Instagram, Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
And 72 miles is the closest Costco to the Nassau.
All right, you better stop on the way up. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox drop another to the Angels at West. 3-2 was the final in extra innings. Despite that loss, Garrett Crochet had another great start. He went 7 innings, giving up 0 runs on 3 hits while striking out 10. That score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno at the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Another one with the Angels tonight, 4:07 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 3:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Kristaps Porzingis is the next one to be sent packing. He was part of a three-team trade, sending Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Hawks. Terrence Mann and Atlanta's number 22 pick went to the Nets, and Georges Niang and a second-rounder is coming to the Celtics. Kristaps has taken to social media this morning to say, "Boston will always be special in my heart. Huge thank you to the organization, coaches, staff, my teammates, and the fans. Class organization, forever grateful." Tonight is the NBA draft. Cooper Flagg is obviously expected to go to Dallas with the first overall pick, while the Celtics have two picks in the draft at number 28 and 32 overall. And in the first year of his eligibility, Zdeno Chara is headed to Toronto to be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame with the class of 2025. Former Bruins player Joe Thornton also named to the class. The induction will take place on November 10th. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com.
So Dano Chara's greatest moment as a Boston Bruin, would you say playing with the broken jaw all wired up, or would you say infuriating the Montreal fans so much that they called 911 on him?
I would say the Pacioretty hit, which led to 911 calls.
The Pacioretty hit was his greatest moment. Yeah. All right, we are going to get to your Hill Notes coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
781 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which reads, "Classy thank you post from Kristaps Porzingis for the Boston fans," and then goes on to say, "Still waiting on one from Rafael Devers." He'll probably get to that in the next couple of weeks, thanking the Boston fans.
I think that time has passed.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because doesn't
Drew
Holiday hasn't put one up yet.
Right. So I mean, you know,
does anybody give a damn about that? Do they actually think the player does it?
Yeah.
Like, it's so distant for them. Yeah. Like, so many PR handlers between the player and the post.
And I hate when they do it. Like, stop it. Like, you don't need to do it. I get it if you're Brady and you retire or you played for 20 years for a team. But if you play 2 years for a team, you got to go put a thank you post.
Right. I mean, I think it's a nice thing to do.
Anything to smear Devers, that's Greg's approach. It's like, let's just try and figure out a way to make Devers look bad.
If he doesn't,
the Sox look good without him. Man, what a great decision.
If Porzingis doesn't put up a post, I don't think people are like, oh, what an a-hole Porzingis is.
Well, the guy clearly loved playing here.
No,
like,
I know
loved
that.
It.
Well, I know
not
that.
Enough to get through the long COVID.
Right, I know he loved it. I'm not saying he didn't love it, but I mean, seriously, we don't need a post. You only have for
the man was bleeding from his forehead.
I get
for
it,
you and smiling about
yeah.
it.
I
like,
get it.
I mean,
I don't mind it from Bergeron. I don't mind it from guys like that, you know, or even Mashian. How long was he here? 14 years or whatever he did. You know, but I mean, it's like,
all right. So we're gonna get the Hill Notes in a minute, but I just wanted to address a little bit of a peace offering, if you will, from the founding fathers of Gloucester. You know, we had talked early on about a Gloucester roadshow and Chime's desire to get out on the greasy pole. And, of course, it is St. Peter's Fiesta this weekend. Huge event. It's been going on since the 1920s. And, of course, the annual competition in which those who have the athletic ability and the courage to get out there and attempt to make their way down that greasy pole are going for the glory. Shime said Shime's always wanted to do it. Is that, Shime, that's always been something that's been on your list?
Absolutely.
Okay. So then we talked about that. We heard there's a long, long waiting list and how dare we? I will say that there is some indication Chime, that if you can get out there by noon tomorrow, you can go assist when they grease the pole. Now, how do you feel about that?
I mean, the whole point was for me to do the pole in front of a live studio audience, isn't it?
I mean, I feel like if you do that, they may be offering you the opportunity to show how into the greasy pole ritual you are. And if you say yes to the very important role of greasing, lubricating the pole, then maybe you will be asked to participate.
Okay. I mean, if you believe that, I'd be happy to go do it, but I thought the whole point was for me to basically dress up like a Pokemon and try and run down this pole so that people could watch and laugh at me. Because I also want to see if I can make it to the end.
The only reason why I would like Chime to go is because I wonder how they do grease the pole.
Right.
Without people falling off.
Right.
So that would be the only reason why. Is like, how do they grease the pole?
Now, some in the Twitch chat are saying, stand on your morals. Do not
ten
do this.
Toes down.
Don't do this. But I feel like it could be they're offering something. It's like any kind of a negotiation. They're offering something. You accept.
Right. You grease their pole. They'll grease yours.
Aren't we supposed to haggle? Right. Like I thought you were supposed to haggle. I didn't think you're just supposed to acquiesce. Right?
It is confusing too, Shine, because that comedian Bert. Last name begins with a K.
Kreischer?
Yes. He did do the greasy pole a few years ago. And
but maybe he was on the wait
no,
list.
No, he was filming for a special he had, and they let him do it.
He's probably also a little bit more famous than
that. Who cares, Shime?
No, they care. It's the fame element.
Yeah. I'm a nobody. Element. He is a somebody with a podcast and a Netflix special. Yeah. So yeah.
Levels of fame.
I think you got to go grease.
Rhode Island texter says classic Shime in his generation just wants the glory, doesn't want to do the actual work.
What do you mean? The work is actually going out on the pole. Yes, I'd be happy to go do the work. I have a Pokemon costume at home that I'm willing to wear and run down the pole and look like a buffoon. I don't understand how that's not wanting to do the work.
It looks like it hurts so bad when you fall. Some people fall full split.
There are people who appear to injure themselves. There are surprisingly little, over the long history of it, a little amount of serious injuries.
Yeah.
So you can fall toward the water. That's the object.
I would maybe recommend, this is a little graphic, but that you and Lauren create some embryos before.
Oh yeah, because if you land on your gonads, you're all done.
Oh, can I also, speaking of fiancés, Jackson's fiance Sam, it's her birthday. So happy birthday. You wanted to wish her a happy birthday.
Is that the same woman that Aaron Rodgers is dating?
Oh,
no? Okay. No. Or married to or whatever.
Well, maybe that'll be a good opportunity for Jackson to bring
her. Is that your way of asking if they're both imaginary?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I prefer the term make believe.
No, Jackson's fiance is called in.
Yeah. Well, but not now.
I think I've met her in person before.
She can come to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yes.
She can come to Lake, and then people you can
I've
meet
never
her.
Met her. I'd love to meet her.
Chime, you got no connections to the Gloucester Italian community?
Not at all. No, I grew up on the South Shore, Wiggy, not the North Shore.
My mom's a Silvestro. They're big up there. She can make some.
I do have a strategy question though. If we can find the opportunity to get me out on the pole, it's a barefoot run, right?
Definitely.
I shouldn't get water shoes like Wiggy.
There's a whole documentary about it if you want to watch it. WBZ TV did it a few years ago. It's really good. It's only 20 minutes, but
I'll go YouTube it.
There are various. You could borrow Santo's boat shoes or whatever he was.
He wears swims.
His swims.
His highlighter slides.
I will also say, because I was trying to do some research for you, Shime, do not search greasy pole on X.
Oh. Yeah, that would not be a good thing.
Do not.
Is that what you just did?
That's the Wild Wild West.
There were some videos from the greasy pole, but there are also very inappropriate images and videos. Look at that pole, though.
If you're going to go greasy pole, make sure you put Gloucester at the end of it.
Yes, that would have been.
That's a help.
Let's see. 978 text. Why not get someone on the phone that has done the greasy pole? We will have several former champions with us Friday morning.
Yeah, we'd also like my perspective on doing it. Yes. That'd be the fun part.
I won't show up at your house and tell you how to make dinner. They're 978.
Several former champions will join us Friday morning at the Beaupoint Hotel during the roadshow.
And Shime,
that's a word we use lightly.
Shime, are you going to be there Friday? Because if you were, that would be like, that's when you're saying it's the best for you to get on the poll.
Well, I'm not. I'm currently not slated to be there because we don't have access to the poll on Friday.
The whole
issue.
Yeah, and I think you could probably wear what you wanted to wear on the feet, whatever you felt like is comfortable.
Yeah,
after.
My feet are nice and calloused up and rough, so I'd go barefoot all day. Yeah,
ew.
Gross.
Yeah, Twitch bottom Mitch of my put, feet, man. Worked in.
Putting up some videos.
I hate shoes. They're like foot prisons, as Matt Collins
would
say.
Oh, that's pretty good right
there.
I will
say, Wiggy being a beach shoe guy was something I did not expect.
Neither did I.
Because I
think you kind of have to be fleet of foot. Like, that guy was just jumping, kind of jumping, not really running, but kind of jumping along the way down.
And that guy was going sideways.
That looks like my future right there.
Yeah. That looks like you, Sean.
Right.
Yeah.
Those look pretty good. You can see him on Twitch. This show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. If you're watching it right now, you can see some epic fails off of the greasy pole, and that's where we will be on Friday up there in Gloucester.
Where would you set
event.
The over-under on the pole? Like a quarter, a third, a half?
I would have you at under a half. I think.
Under a half. Okay. Same. That seems pretty safe. Yeah.
That is giving like bad for your kneecap.
It's the sideways run that really gets the ones to the end. That guy was just going like sideways, so you got to kind of do that run.
Now, could you run out and like try and slide your way there as far as you can go, like a Tony Hawk grind?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you're going to get enough speed to get a good slide going.
That's true. Not a big running space.
Yeah. And you're going to probably get blisters on your splinters on your nipples. Oh.
Say also, bad. They use bacon grease. You might get distracted by the odor.
Oh, do they use bacon?
Yes, they do. That's what they use. This is Bob in the car. Hello, Bob.
Hello. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Bob?
So I am a lifelong Gloucester resident. I know you guys are talking about the greasy pole, and I'm surprised that they told you there's a long list for Shime the Walk, because back in the day, it was only on Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays were for all the Italians, and anybody who won could walk on Sunday for the champions. Yep. Then they added Fridays, and now they've added Thursdays, so they must. However, you guys said you're going to be in Gloucester on Friday with past champions. Shime can walk for any past champion that names him on Sunday. Oh. So if he's trying to get on there and he wants to walk, then somebody could go over to the St. Peter's Club and ask one of the past champs who might not want to walk on Sunday and let Shime walk.
Okay.
And they have to have a courtesy round, so everybody gets one walk before somebody can win, because back in the day, somebody won it on the second guy to walk won the flag, and everybody beat him up afterwards because no one else got to walk the pole. So, have to be one free round. Everybody gets to walk. Even if you get to the flag, you have to jump off and not rip it down on the first walk until it's done through one whole entire round. Mm. And then the next round, anybody can win from there. But Sundays is a past champ day, and if you're there and you're talking to past champs, walk over to the St. Peter's Club and ask somebody, hey, can I walk in your spot? And they'll put you on the pole on Sunday for a past champ.
I am free on Sunday.
So they can designate somebody. Right. The past champion, get a bye to the round. The rules are pretty intense.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. The amount of different regulations and grandfathering in. Oh, and
they've been doing it. It's generations, Curtis.
Like, holy cow, there needs to be more hobbies in Gloucester.
This is Tom from Danvers. Hey, Tom.
I'm not from Danvers. I'm from Gloucester originally. I'm at my office now.
It says Danvers. Maybe you're calling from there. Okay, you're from Gloucester. What's up?
Well, I've been hearing you guys talk about the greasy pole for the last 6 months. Yeah. You guys talked to everybody, but the guys were in charge.
Right. Yeah.
And so you got me.
The guy. Oh. Wait, you're the guy who's in charge?
No, I'm one of them. Okay. I'm one of the committee guys.
Okay.
How many committee guys are there, Tom?
There's a few.
So how do we get Shime?
My job is to oversee the greasy pole and the event on the beach. And
do you have a business
card guys,
that
we all
says
have
that?
I've got all the credentials I need.
How would we get? Can we get Shime on there?
That's a definite no.
Oh
wow! There you go.
Do you understand? This list has been packed since who knows when. We just had sign-ups last week, and it was you have 80 guys sign up on one day. We can only take 45. Yeah. The next day it was 60 guys, and we had to take 45, and it just gets so popular these days that, you know, we're kind of limited. We can't have 80 people on the greasy pole because the coast guard's not going to allow it, period.
Right. Understood.
How did Bert get on?
Was there an exception made at one point for a comedian or something?
Yeah, he found me.
Oh. Could I jump in?
I don't know.
As a half paisan?
Yeah.
How do we grease you to get shine on the greasy pole?
Mm, yes.
Well, this is always something you can do for us. But you never know.
Okay.
Comes down to bribes. Got it.
We'll talk to him off air. Okay.
Yeah. We'll get his number.
Would Chime be more likely to be able to get on there if he were Italian?
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay, good.
I'm not implying anything. I'm just asking.
Okay, so does it have to be a made man then?
Just give you a straight answer. You know, there's we got a ton of people in Gloucester that have been trying to get on the pole for years.
Right.
You get Italian kids, you get Irish kids, you get everyone out there. Yeah. You know, it's not like the old days when it was just all Italian people out there. It's a whole different mix now. And
you do realize this is just a greasy pole on the ocean that people are having fun with. Like, it's not like,
yeah, you can say it that way if you like, but to these guys, it's the Super Bowl. It's the World Series for them.
Yeah, Curtis, have some respect. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Tom, I mean, you're basically saying you have a number that we have to get to pay you off to get Chime on the pole. Like, I mean, it can't be that serious.
Tom,
yeah, well,
if
you go out there, you guys had a question the other day, what would happen if you just swam out to the pole?
Yes. What would happen?
Well, I mean, one of two things would happen. You know, you just don't run on Fenway Park and run across the field and nothing happens, right?
Well, that's private property. This is the ocean.
We got connections with everybody on the Marine Patrol to the Coast Guard. And,
one of two things would happen. Yeah. You wouldn't like either of them.
Big Vinny's going to be waiting for you.
The other one's more entertaining, and then you unleash the 45 savages up on the pole on you, and then they pick you up and throw you overboard.
What if we bought a couple tickets to the policeman's ball or something? That doesn't
work for me.
No, see?
We got to find what greases him.
We got to talk to him off air. That's it. We got to use our connections down there.
All right,
let me ask you. I got one name I know in the area, Tom. Do you know Robert Russell?
No.
Well, that's a fail.
No.
Yeah. Damn it.
It's got to be an Italian last name.
He's Italian. His dad's Irish.
Russell's not in.
Now I feel, should I feel nervous coming to Gloucester for the event on Friday, Tom?
No, come down and enjoy it. You know, it's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
You know, listen, we're the thing's been going on for 100 years, you know, and everyone comes down and enjoys it. Now we have a whole new crowd of people who come down now just to fact of social media, you guys promoting it. We're going to have 20,000 people on the beach. Last year it was packed. So, you know, you come on down, enjoy the festivities, stay at the Bullport. I'll be there myself. Okay. It's quite interesting.
So, Tom, I just have a quick question. We're running out of time. So at 6:20 a.m. on Friday morning, what's on the pole? What's going on at the pole at that moment?
No, it's going to be low tide, so absolutely nothing. So, you know, we have to grease it with the tides.
So, no, my point is like, let's say Chime were just to run out there in the middle of the morning.
I would, like, die.
Nobody would be around. It's not like we're taking somebody else's spot. I don't think people are running on it at all hours of the day. Why couldn't we just a live attempt by Chime before all the party begins and all that during our show?
Well, if he goes out and he cracks his head open on the pole, and
we'll sign a waiver. We'll get the lawyers involved.
And someone has to go out there, and next thing you know, we're getting called by Morgan and Morgan to, you know, someone got hurt on our pole. So, you know, we don't want that to happen, especially if you just have no experience out there. Listen, guys, it was simple years ago. It's not now.
Yeah.
All right. I don't get why it's hard. It's just a pole. There's nobody using it.
Curtis, why can't you run out on it?
Well, you know what? We'll see. Yeah.
Tom, I'm glad we heard from you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Tom.
All right, boys.
I'd love to go to one of the meetings. Sound like they're a lot of fun. You guys are a hoot. So we will see.
We're all here too, Tom.
Tom, we'll see you on Friday morning.
I will be there. Thank you, guys.
All right. There he is.
It's like the Seinfeld episode. We just got to get to the right guy, Poppy, who can then put us in contact with the old Italian guy that has the connection to get us on the greasy pole. That's what you got to do.
I couldn't tell if he was kidding or if he despised you guys.
No, he's serious.
Really?
And I say you guys because he said bye, boys. Yeah. Yeah.
Another Wiggy, another Seinfeld reference. No pole for you.
and Greg, I give us all one guess. We just find out that he's in attendance. We will be able to find him immediately. On Friday morning, we will pick him out without an issue.
Okay, well, one more show in the studio this week tomorrow. Craig Breslow joining us at 9. And then we are off to Rockport, my place by the sea, for pregame. And then Friday at the Beauport Hotel, Cape Ann, America's oldest seaport, Gloucester. Friday morning, we will squeeze what we can from Hill Notes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's next? Chime, there may be no pole sitting for you. No pole walking for you. Great choice.
I guess not.
On the rejoin. But they're very serious about it up there, and we will be there to hear about it firsthand from Tom and others on Friday morning. And I hope you will be there, too, at the beautiful Beauport Hotel night before the pregame is happening at my place by the sea. And that place will fill up quick because it's not the biggest place in the world. So we can't wait to see you on Thursday night. And we are a reminder that we are raising money on Thursday night at the pregame for a local family, the family of Captain Andrew Porter of the Rockport Fire Department. And he passed away unexpectedly in May and left behind 2 children under the age of 5. So we're going to pass the hat. We're going to pass the Gorton's Fisherman hat at my place by the sea and see what we can raise on Thursday night. I hope you will come out for that. Let's get to Hill Notes quick, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Oh, darling, oh, it's Kevin, old bestie, love. I'm with the ladies at another luxurious bachelorette for our girl, Morgan. Oh, isn't she delightful? Oh, yes, dear, that's Morgan the influencer. we're sailing all around the rocky coast of Maine, dear, and it is beautiful, Morgan, honey, isn't it, dear?
Any type of open water, I just am very careful.
Of course, darling, I understand, but I've sailed all over the world, dear, and sharks have never bothered me one bit. Oh, oh, dear. Oh, oh, Coco. Oh, I wish I had Gregory here to comfort me, love.
Wow, bringing in a story from yesterday.
Yeah, that's okay.
That was good.
Yeah, that bachelorette party. They were all over the news. I can't believe that's a news story.
Oh, yeah. But,
they were all over the news because they encountered a shark while they were out on a boat for their bachelorette party. It was very scary. Very scary.
Hey, Wiggy. Guess what Courtney's favorite jelly was when she was growing up in Lowell? Welch's.
I get it. Yeah.
Oh, she's...
They do different
things. You owe her $300. That's the way I look at the transaction.
But she originally owed me $200 that I never got.
But the both bets have passed. And
so when do I get my $200?
you should just pay her $300 and be done with it. Wipe your hands of the whole
thing. But if I would have got my $200, I could have invested that.
Yes, you could have.
Ah, yes. I just want to commend Curtis. He had a very funny line that made me laugh out loud. Yes, I guffawed. Scheim was talking about his new affinity for disco, and when asked for specific listens, he said he went to Spotify and listened to disco. And Curtis immediately said, sounds like someone lost a bet.
I didn't mind that. I thought that was pretty good.
Also, can I just say one thing?
You can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app.
Just for Wiggy and the caller earlier, you would then owe me $500.
No, I know.
So the whole you, but you guys keep being like, I take the 200 and then I give her 100.
No, no, no. I take I take the 200. Who knows? I don't put it on a parlay and turn that 200 into 5,000, and now I use that money that I made.
Okay, you're
the
living in a fantasy world, though.
That's
like
not a fantasy
we're just
world.
Saying,
I just hit a bet.
But I'm just saying, the guy earlier said,
couple weeks ago,
the guy earlier
UFC,
said, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but if you lose that 200, now you're out like 700.
Yeah, but guess what? It's my money.
Okay.
It's my money.
So I'll give you 200 and then you'll pay me 500.
I got no problems
with
that.
That's insane.
Hey, Greg, I'm down here at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting looking for the next Greg Hill to invest money in. If you give me 10,000, I can give you a 2% cut. I'll send over some demo tapes.
I think it's going to be a big day for the market today, Curtis. Unfortunately, I invested everything I had in Red Sox prospect futures, so I hope it pays off.
I can't believe they let you do that.
Good job on the disco, Shine. I can't wait to see Wiggy doing his disco with his hoochie daddy pants.
Are we doing a sing-along this week, or should we save it for the dive? Maybe save it for the dive.
I don't know. I wish we had done one last week.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't overdo it. It kind of happened spontaneously at the coma.
Can't force it.
Can't force it.
You're very hesitant to retry this.
Yeah, I mean,
it's got to be organic.
Got to be the organic and the right song.
You don't want to ruin the moment.
Why don't we have the pole psycho pick a song on Friday, Tom?
Is Tom really coming to the broadcast? Sounded like he was.
Right, it's like the Undertaker.
Hi, I'm Jackson Burns here for Finley. And for just 70 cents a day, you can sponsor the AAA Baseball Future Stud or Dud of your choice. That's right. Just 70 cents a day could afford your minor leaguer a chance for all the chewing tobacco, painkillers, strip club excursions, and performance-enhancing drugs necessary for them to make the bigs, yielding possible pennies on the dollar for your investment. So please, have a heart, and 70 cents a day, it's all it takes to bless an athlete with a gift to be a massive big league douche, unwilling to play his position for the good of the team for millions of dollars. So please, invest today, and God bless.
Well done.
Hey, Coco, you know I love you, but I got one saying for you.
Pay that man his money.
All right, I'll Venmo you right now.
You actually owe me $580 because it's $20 a day juice for not paying me since the day Aaron Rodgers signed.
Yeah, no,
that's how it works.
No, it
so my 200 now is 580.
Is gaslighting.
It's not gaslighting, Chris. It's the way we do business where I think
was
most
there ever interest
from
put in the contract originally at the time of the bet?
No, but we all know.
And we also didn't have a specific date for Taylor Swift. It was just June of next year. So, okay,
we're
25 days past June.
No, no, we said at the end of June. That was the thing.
I don't believe that's what we said.
Yeah, I think it was.
No.
It was at the end of June.
We could pull it.
So I would like my $580.
That'll do it today, Greg.
That's it?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Malkovich, unappreciated actor, I would say.
He's a good one.
Absolutely.
She was good in Con Air.
Yes.
I mean, we already talked about Rounders all the time.
Yeah. Cyrus the Virus.
Cyrus the Virus. Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's going to do it for Hill Notes, and they were brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
All right. That's going to do it for today. Jones and Keith next. You can talk Kristaps Porzingis, Celtics future, Red Sox loss, all of that with them. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6. Bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.